Rob Johansson, USDA chief economist, says even with average yields,
that would put us around 14 billion bushels or a little bit above that at normal weather. Certainly, obviously, a lot can happen with the weather going forward, so it's hard to say right now what that'll mean for expected prices.
Johansson says one factor that may have farmers leaning more towards corn is the lower price for many production inputs.
One thing that certainly has happened is that energy prices, fertilizer prices, a lot of input prices have continued to come down and to stay down. That helps crops like corn relative to other crops, just because corn is a fairly intensive user of inputs. And so as those input costs come down, it does make producers look more favorably upon planting corn relative to some other crops like soybeans, for example.
But as we all know, the planting intentions report and what actually ends up going into the ground can vary. As a matter of fact, USDA grains analyst Jerry Norton says that planting report is very likely going to change.
The market's expected a lower area, and that's going to mean the prices for corn are probably going to drop relative to beans and some other crops, which means it's not going to be as favorable. And it has already been shifting that way, so there's likelihood that farmers may plant a little less corn, maybe some other crops they hadn't considered going into the March intention surveys.
But if realized, the 93 million acres of corn would be the highest planted acreage since 2013, the third highest since 1944.